SEPTA is promising better maintained rail cars as a result of recent inspections and visits from the federal government. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
SEPTA's Andrew Bush says they learned a few things with the complete inspections of the agency's 50-year-old Silverliner cars that will help down the road.
Having someone from the outside come in and help us look at certain things a different way, maybe get their suggestions on how we can do things better, a little differently. We think that's helped.
Bush said the tips and other assistance will be implemented in years to come.
Every 3 months when these cars come off the line for regular maintenance, we're going to go right back to doing the same inspection that we did over these last month and a half. Shouldn't be the disruption that customers have experienced because we stagger those inspections. So that's not the whole fleet out at one time. It's more into our regular pattern of having portions out, you know, while the majority are still out there running.
It's expected to take a decade to replace the old Silverliner cars currently running on the rails in the region. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
The Penn Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology opened its newly updated Native American exhibition over the weekend. The display was made in collaboration with eight curators from eight tribes around the country. One of them is Jeremy Johnson of the Lenape.
They used our words, the way we wanted to talk about these things, the way that we wanted to highlight who we are today. It's been something that is very uncommon.
The new exhibit features ancient artifacts going back many thousands of years, along with new objects made by contemporary indigenous artists. Fairly sunny skies on this Monday afternoon, mostly blue above Philadelphia. 53 degrees currently in Center City. Feels nice, feels like fall outside. A few clouds expected in the latter part of the day. Temperatures dip down into the 40s as soon as the sun goes down. So by about 5 o'clock, we are expecting cooler temperatures. Overnight, things dip into the upper 30s. You're listening to WHYY.